Dear friends in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A number of years ago, I was playing basketball with a young man at the park next to our house. He was a teacher and a basketball coach at the local Catholic school in town. And we got to talking about religion, especially the topic of salvation. After a while of talking with him, I finally asked him if he is certain of his salvation. He seemed a bit puzzled by my question, and so I rephrased it. I said, "Can you, by believing in Jesus, have full certainty that you will be saved?" He said, "No, he couldn't. That is, not by faith alone, not by believing in Jesus. He had to make sure he wasn't committing any mortal sins, that he was still living a Christian life and still in a state of grace." Now, of course, this young man was correct that you can't be certain of your salvation if you are living in unrepentant sin. As St. John says, if you refuse to help your brother who is in need, how can the love of God dwell in you? And anyone who says he loves God but hates his brother is a liar, and no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And as James says in his epistle, faith without works is dead. This man was also correct that you can't be entirely certain that you won't fall into sin. But when I was asking him if he could, by believing in Jesus, have full certainty that he will be saved, I was not asking him about his ability to walk on the straight and narrow. I was asking about his confidence in God's promise to save him from sin and condemnation. Can you, by trusting in Jesus' promise, have full certainty of your salvation? The answer the Bible gives to this is a resounding yes. St. Paul says that through faith in Christ, we have boldness and access to God with confidence. The reason this young man said that he couldn't have full certainty of his salvation was because he rightly understood that he could not find this certainty within himself. He could do his best to follow God, to live the way God had given him to live, but his best efforts could not provide full certainty that he would be saved. And he was right about this. We can never find certainty and boldness in our own qualities and virtues. If we claimed to have such certainty and boldness, then this would rightly be called arrogance and pride. I've heard people say, "I know I'm going to heaven because I made a decision to make Jesus my personal Lord and Savior." This is a very presumptuous and arrogant statement. You can't have certainty of your salvation because of anything you do or because of any quality within yourself. And so it was understandable why this young man answered no to my question, because he saw faith as a quality within himself. He saw faith as a virtue which he practices. So if he were to say that he can have full certainty of his salvation because of this quality and virtue within himself, then he knew that this would be an arrogant statement. But this is where he was misunderstanding faith. Yes, faith is a great virtue. Faith is a great quality. Yes, we are called to practice our faith by walking in works of love toward God and our neighbor. But our faith doesn't save us because it is so great a virtue or quality within us. Faith saves us because of what faith receives. Faith saves us because of what faith relies on. Faith saves us because of its object. Faith rests in Christ alone, who made full satisfaction for the sins of all people. Faith is therefore bold and certain. By faith, we have full access into God's grace. Because by faith, we rest in Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. When we say that we can have full certainty of our salvation simply through faith in Jesus, we are not making a statement first about ourselves. We are making a statement first about Jesus. Jesus is our certainty. His life, death, resurrection, and resurrection fully stand as our complete and sure righteousness before the Father. So when you boast that you are certain of your salvation, you are not boasting in yourself. No, you are boasting in Christ. You are boasting in everything he has done. You are boasting in his grace and favor toward you. If you consider your own works and qualities, whether this is your ability to love or your ability to believe, then of course you can't have full certainty. But when you consider what you believe in, then you are most certain. Faith is certain because the promise of Christ our Savior is certain. This is why Paul can say, I am certain that neither death nor life nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. But what if we do fall into unrepentant sin? Again, our certainty is not in whether we may or may not mess up. Our certainty is not in the progress of our own spiritual qualities. Our boldness is not in our own virtues, even though God is the one who certainly gives us these virtues. Because despite the fact that God gives us these virtues and these qualities, these virtues and qualities which God has put in us are not perfect. We still have our sinful nature. But the gospel is perfect. And it is on the message of the gospel that our faith relies and in which our faith continually rests secure. You being certain of your access to God is not your act. It is God's act. God is determined to make you certain that you are saved and that you will be saved. And how does he do this? He does this through his word. He promised through his holy prophets that a Savior would come into the world. He fulfilled this promise by sending his eternal Son into the flesh to bear our sins and save all mankind by his sacrificial death. He raised him from the dead, and he continues to cause his gospel to be proclaimed. It is by this gospel that he gives faith and certainty of salvation. And as if this were not enough, he joins his gospel to tangible elements like water, bread, and wine. As surely as the water touched your skin in your baptism, you can have certainty by the word joined to that water that the blood of God's Son washes you clean of your sins. As surely as the bread and wine touch your lips, you can be certain that you are eating the very body and blood of Jesus, by which he made full satisfaction for all your sins. God is determined. He goes the extra mile with divine patience to make sure that you are certain that your sins are forgiven and that you stand righteous before him as his redeemed child. And so with this certainty, you can boast boasting in the Lord. God's determined to see to it. And so consider the example of the wise men. These were scholars who would have worked in a royal court, studying the stars and other kinds of science, giving advice to the rulers of that place. But they had heard the promise of the Savior of the world. Now we know that Daniel had served as a wise man hundreds of years before this. He served as an advisor to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. Daniel had taught about the coming Savior who would have an everlasting kingdom. He taught that the Lord brings mercy and forgiveness. These wise men trusted in this gospel once proclaimed by Daniel. God worked through his word to give them faith, to give them certainty of their salvation. But God was also, he was all the more determined to give them full certainty at every stage. And so when Christ was finally born in Bethlehem, God provided a sign for these wise men. He caused a star to rise, and he revealed to them that this was the star of Christ, the Savior of the world, the true King who would be born from the Lion of Judah. It was with this certainty and boldness of faith in God's promise that the wise men traveled for hundreds of miles to see the Christ child. They came to Jerusalem and they talked to Herod. Now Herod thought that he was the king of the Jews, and I suppose this was true politically. He was the worldly king of the Jews at the time. But the wise men were not looking for a worldly kingdom. They were not looking for worldly certainty. They found their certainty only in the promise of God, in the eternal king. Herod, on the other hand, was troubled by this news. He should have rejoiced over hearing it. He should have called on all of Jerusalem to praise God for fulfilling his promise to them. But Herod couldn't do this, because he confused God's reign with his own reign. He confused God's work with his own work. He therefore despaired over this news, seeing it as a threat to his own status. As long as we confuse God's good gift of faith and salvation with our own works and ambitions, then we will never have peace. Even after Herod consulted the Bible scholars and heard from the prophet Micah about the Savior who would be born in Bethlehem, he was still troubled. He was driven by his own pride and selfish desires. But he wouldn't boast in this. He, of course, knew that his selfish desires were selfish. That's why he kept it a secret. He put on a pious front. He pretended that he wanted to worship the newborn king, when in reality, he hated him, and he resented him, and he couldn't find his certainty in him. But the wise men were strengthened all the more by these words from the prophet Micah. They didn't find their certainty in how good they were at finding the Christ child. Their certainty was only in the promise of God recorded in the scriptures. And so they set off to seek what God promised them. And still, God was determined to give certainty to these wise men. He caused the star to appear again, and this time the star went before them, leading them to the exact location of the Christ child. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Again, they weren't rejoicing in some quality they found within themselves. They weren't rejoicing in the extent of their progress. They had traveled for hundreds of miles, but they couldn't boast in this. Instead, they boasted in the promises of the scriptures. They boasted in the light God provided. Their faith rested on what God made known to them. And in that star which God provided for them, their faith was strengthened all the more. This is why they rejoiced. They were boasting in the Lord, confident, bold, and certain of the access God had provided for them. So when they finally saw the child with his mother Mary, they worshiped him. They worshiped their God. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now that's a bold move. Why would they leave their high station in a king's court, travel hundreds of miles, and then give away such expensive gifts to a poor little child with a lowly virgin mother? It was because they were certain that this was their Savior. Why do we put our time, money, and energy into the place that we call our place of worship? Is it not because we have that same certainty? They were certain, and that's why they worshiped him. He is their king, whose blood, more precious than gold, would wash them clean of all their sins. He is their God, who hears their prayers as they rise to him like incense. And he is their Redeemer, whose body anointed with myrrh would be raised from the dead and bestow on them eternal life. We don't have certainty of our salvation because of anything produced within us. We have certainty because of what our faith rests in. Our faith rests in the promise of God in Christ Jesus, which he gives to us in his gospel and sacraments. Now, the word sacrament comes from the same word used in the Bible for mystery. A mystery is a truth which was hidden but is now made known to us. It is a truth which cannot be grasped by works or human reason. It is grasped only by faith in God's promise. Paul says that the mystery which God has made known is that Christ came to redeem all people. He has caused his light to shine in the darkness, calling sinners from around the world to be part of his own body. And this mystery is what gives us certainty. Full certainty. We can't find our certainty by our own works, reason, strength, or any qualities or virtues. Just as we can't see with our eyes how our baptism washes away our sins, or how the bread and wine and the supper are Christ's true body and blood, but we have certainty of this because of God's word, because of his promise. So in the same way, the wise men rejoiced to see the star because God's word of promise was attached to it. And so we rejoice in the mystery, the hidden truth made known to us. And we have certainty and boldness through faith in Christ. God has been determined to give us this certainty, and he continues to give us boldness and access to himself through faith in his Son. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.